Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Monday, August 29th edition of the program. We got Biden on offense running around calling conservatives, Trump voters, semi-fascists. And somehow his poll numbers are improving a little bit. We have to address this head on. Plus, the new COVID boosters aren't even tested on humans, but who cares? No big deal. You know, they've gotten everything right. And then more migrants arriving in New York City and more complaining about Democrats who say that they are overwhelming shelters and resources. This is so strange because I was told by very credible Democrats that all illegal immigrants do is make us richer and better as a nation. So it seems strange that there are problems from all this. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. We will get into all of this in just a moment. But have you ever thought about investing in real estate, but you didn't have the time or expertise to do it on your own? Well, I felt exactly that way until a couple of years ago, really 3 years ago now. I met my friends at Done For You Real Estate. They took me from somebody who had never bought a house, okay, never even purchased a home to live in. I always rented, to a real estate investor who's done very well and already and owns multiple homes in growth markets where things are stable and it's all going according to plan. How do you do this? How do you pick the right house, the right neighborhood, get the broker, get the loan, get the management company and the tenant in place? Done For You Real Estate. They'll take you through all of it. They're great people. I work with them. I trust them. I know them. You can too. Do you want to become a real estate investor? You don't need to be rich to do this. Trust me. Go to doneforyoubuck.com. That's doneforyoubuck.com. To begin your real estate investment journey today, that is doneforyoubuck.com. Well, hold on a second. Joe Biden's running around calling us semi-fascists, which is not exactly what you'd think someone who claims to be a uniter would be running around saying. And even at NBC, they had a moment where they said, wait a second, it's almost like That's not what he said he would do.
When he, as you described, used the word semi-fascism to describe the MAGA philosophy this week. Let's go back to March when he was in Poland. He said of Vladimir Putin that he couldn't stay in power. And that became controversial. The White House backpedaled on that and walked that back. There's no backpedaling on this. It's clear that there's a more aggressive strategy. We talked about the way that they were handling the debate over student loans.
Do you think he actually soft-pedaled it? Do you think someone said you should say fascism and he said, I'm going to say semi-fascism?
When I spoke to AIDS, this wasn't a teleprompter speech. This is what he's been thinking. They say he said it out loud. This was done not on camera. But it fires up Democrats. It juices up the base because they want to see him be more aggressive on that. But it also does become problematic because, you know, this is a guy who said he wanted to be a unifier.
Oh, problematic. He wants to be a unifier. And all he does is talk about a pandemic of the unvaccinated, the reckless MAGA, ultra-MAGA Republicans. He divides, divides, and divides some more. Almost like he was kind of lying about this the whole time to everybody, or rather just trying to fool people. Here's something that I saw over the weekend that I thought was worth a moment. The average monthly mortgage payment, I just pulled this off of Twitter, but I guess I should check this. At Biden's inauguration was about $1,300. And as of August of 2022, it has gone up. You know what? I'm not even going to say how much it's gone up because I think this is probably a little inflated. But it's gone up a lot. It's gone up a lot. People have less money. They have seen the pain of government spending being out of control. They're not better off than they were when Biden took office. But the Democrats are trying everything they can to basically brainwash people into thinking this is somehow good. Like this is going well. And they lie all the time. I mean, they're lying about the vaccines and what they said about the vaccines in the beginning, for sure. The goalpost moving that has been going on is dizzying. And here is Joe Rogan, who actually had Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers quarterback, on his show, talking about how when it comes to vaccines, they straight up, meaning Biden now, Biden was in charge of vaccine distribution and then vaccine mandates and the policies. Remember, Fauci was, I don't want to make anyone take the shot. And then 6 months later, he's like, take the shot or you're banned from public life. He's the absolute worst. Here's Joe Rogan talking to Aaron Rodgers about how they lied. And it's crazy when you see all of this. It's amazing when you see how much garbage they've peddled here. You know, there are new COVID boosters that are coming out and they have not even been tested. They have not even tested them fully on humans. They're just assuming, well, we tested the last batch and those were awesome. So since those were so awesome, we're just going to go with it. They've tested these on mice. Oh, now we have my man Aaron Rodgers. All right, let's play it.
So many people, they just bought the narrative that was being promoted by CNN and MSNBC and wherever, that if you get vaccinated, you can't get COVID, you can't spread COVID. That was the narrative.
And that's my thing. Listen, I get it. Like, you want to test everybody every day? That's fine. You don't want to keep people safe if that's the benchmark for it. But as we look back now, let's not revise history on what actually happened and what was said. Because what was said was, you get the vax, you can't spread it or contract it. And no one seems upset that that was a lie, including Birx, who has said that she had always known that it was not going to stop transmission and it was not going to stop people from spreading it, which is wild that she would say, we knew that you were still going to get it, even if you got vaccinated, which is, no one said that.
No. Pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
Pandemic of the unvaccinated. And all the vaccinated got it anyway. And a lot of them died, even after getting the shots. Yeah, they don't talk about that very much anymore. It's 99.999% effective. No, it's not. It's very effective for like 2 months, maybe 6 weeks. After that, doesn't really have that much efficacy at all. Yeah. So do you want to get the shot every couple of months? What's the safety profile on that? They have no idea. What's the safety profile on the new booster? They haven't finished. This is from the Wall Street Journal front page. They just didn't do the human trials. Didn't finish them. Figured out it's safe. Another shot. My friends, there are warnings on bottles of Tylenol. Don't take too much of this because it can be really dangerous. But another vaccine. You don't need to test that. Just take it. Shut up. Unforeseen until the pandemic or untested before the pandemic. Science and unproven, perhaps. And now we're just going to keep taking it and taking it and taking it. Yeah. Yeah, that's where we are. This is what they tell us. And if you have a problem with this, you're a bad person. By the way, the D.C. public schools have delayed enforcement. They have a vaccine mandate for the kids. Why? Because they're idiots. The adults, obviously, not the kids. People in charge are not very smart, and they're Democrats, and they don't care what's true. So the D.C. public schools have delayed enforcement of a student vaccine policy after they found out that almost 50% of black 12 to 15-year-olds in D.C. would have no schooling of any kind, not even a remote option, no school, nothing, because they haven't gotten the shot yet. Oh, you mean that they're completely ruining the academic futures if they were to go forward with this of primarily young black students in Washington, D.C.? Yes. But they figured we're just going to do this because we can, because the Democrats like to wield power. It makes them feel good about themselves. And they don't want to admit that they were wrong. So they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. It's appalling what has been done here. It really is. It is disgraceful. Oh, another thing D.C. is finding out is that having all these illegal migrants dropped off in your city causes some issues. Because these illegal migrants, as much as we are constantly told, they are all about to start the next Fortune 500 company from scratch, and they're all rocket scientists, and they're going to make the economy so much better, or they're going to work so much harder than all the Americans who are already here. Despite all of that, it turns out that they do need a lot of state resources. They need welfare right away. Right away. Well, hold on a second. Isn't that part of why we have the immigration laws we do? Because you're not supposed to be a public charge. That's actually in statute. So if that's so evil, if that's so wrong, then why doesn't the Democrat-controlled Congress try to get rid of it? They don't. Because they don't care. They just don't enforce it. They don't want to actually have to stand behind the reality of what illegal immigration does to this country. So they pretend that they also want some law and order, some security at the border. It's just not true. It's just not true. They like illegal immigration. But they also realize that the shelters are overwhelmed. The public clinics, you know, the free health clinics that New York City and Washington, D.C. have for people, they're overwhelmed. And this means that there are people that aren't getting care. They need people that are Americans who don't have a bed to sleep in because the shelters are full. So now they're trying to make hotels into shelters. The problem with that is there are a lot of people that don't really want to pay money that they earned through working a job or through whatever legal means. And they don't want to sleep next door to somebody who is homeless in the case of Los Angeles. And so when you open up these hotels to turn them into shelters, to homeless shelters, whether it's for migrants or anybody else, illegal immigrants, this has an effect on the viability of that hotel going forward. No one wants to talk about this. No one's allowed to discuss this. This is just, we're all supposed to accept that this is a situation. Republicans have got to go on offense on these issues, make the case to the American people. I'm really coming around to the idea that this this Mar-a-Lago raid is a distraction tactic now, meaning they did this raid and now the Democrats are drilling into it and we're spending all this time analyzing it. The whole thing is absurd, okay? I mean, if they do charge Donald Trump, they're completely out of their minds and we'll fight that fight if it happens. But I don't think they're going to anymore because it's so flimsy and so obviously political. But the more time we spend talking about it, I saw over the weekend, oh, they're doing a damage assessment from the documents. Here's the damage. There's no damage. OK, there was no Russian spy who broke into the Mar-a-Lago basement, who sifted through thousands of pages of documents to get to the 25 that were super secret classified. Didn't happen. All right. So I can help them out right now. What's the damage assessment? There is no damage. But the longer we spend talking about this, the less time we spend on the wide open border, massive illegal immigration, inflation, the looming recession, the Biden Democrats pushing transgender operations and transitions for kids, having schools not even tell parents when a child is going to transition, all these things. We don't talk about any of this. No discussion whatsoever about that if we're all focused in on Mar-a-Lago. And that can't happen, folks. Got to stay focused on what matters here, which is this upcoming midterm and winning. Winning is what matters in politics, and that's what we're going to do. Talk to you more tomorrow on all this. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.